السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. هذا مفتي عبد القادر صاحب. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you this morning. فيصاب مي الله تعالى grant you عافيت and good health. الله grant you علم نافع. الله accept your خدمات. And الله سبحانه وتعالى give us توفيق to follow and carry out the advices given by yourself. هذا مفتي صاحب, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم. آمين آمين آمين. To all the du'as and supplications. جزاك الله خيرا. To our brothers and technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother زكريا. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Today is the 26th of Shawwal 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 34, Surah Sabah, and verses number 13-14. We mentioned to you in our previous lessons, he, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, whose Naam-e-Nami, Ism-e-Grami, honorable name is mentioned 17 times in the noble Quran and means to be safe and protected by divine protection by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. That after reconstructing Baytul Maqaddas, Masjidul Aqsa, Baytul Maqdis, he made several du'as and he said, Habli mulkalla yambaghi li ahadim min ba'di innaka antal wahhab. Chapter number 38 and verse 35, Ya Allah Jalla Wala, grant me such a magnificent kingdom that you have not grant anyone after me such a magnificent, spectacular kingdom. Innaka antal wahhab, you are the best of givers, Ya Allah Jalla Wala. So Almighty Allah granted him that, the jinnat, that invisible creation, very, very powerful and strong, they were also subjugated by him, under his surveillance, under his command. So what were the jinnats doing? So that is our lesson today, and what must be the response? Chapter 34 and verses 13-14. يَعْمَلُونَ لَهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. And they, the jinnat, the invisible creation created from fire, smokeless fire. For him, for Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, Prophet Solomon, King Solomon, to be a prophet is much, much greater and superior than being a king. So they would work for him exclusively. Ma yasha'u, whatever he told them, commanded them to do. Mim mahariba, the maharib, the plural of mihrab. If you go to any masjid, any mosque in front where the imam stands, the leader stands, you will see a semicircle, a niche, a arch there. So they would make all these arches and niche and designs and so forth spectacular. Therefore, I told you, Masjidul Aqsa, Masjid Ibrahim Khalili in Hebron, Khalilur Rahman, all were built by the jinnats, and mashallah, till today they are standing. Watamasila, the plural of timsal, referring to images and statues. So in those days, to have statues, images and so forth of animate objects was all acceptable, permissible. Watamasila, so they would build all that, construct that, and he and his army would just supervise them. Wajifanin, jifan, the plural of jafna. So you know today in our bathrooms and so forth, we have basins. But all these are many, many basins. So they, the jinnat, they would then construct and build, remember, huge, huge basins. Wajifanin kal jawab. Jawabia means the plural of jabia, like wells. You know, water wells? So that one basin would look like a well, like a small lake and so forth. And so much water it contained. So jawabia don't mean to reply and respond. It means water well and the plural of jabia. Waqudur. Waqudur is Qidrun. Therefore, the book's name Quduri, the Hanafi book, is to sell all these cauldrons. Cauldrons for you. You know, when there's a nikah, there's a marriage, then you have invitation, walima, and so forth. You have the big, big digs. So if you want to see those cauldrons and digs, go to Aqsa al Mubarak and go visit the museum there. You will see such huge, huge cauldrons you will never see in your life. I saw it there, mashallah. So just ordinary digs we have multiplied times 10, 20 times. Such big, big, you'll need 100, 200, 500 people to move it. وَقُدُورِ الرَّاسِيَاتِ. And they had to make and manufacture these big, big digs. And digs is our vernacular, our language. An English cauldron, رَاسِيَاتِ. Very, very firm. Rasiya refers to anchor. When the boat anchors, you know how heavy that anchor is, so the boat and ship will not move. So these were heavy, heavy cauldrons and pots and so forth and digs. Allah Jalla Wala blessed you with all this. O Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, your father is a prophet selected by Almighty Allah, not elected by people. Your father is a king. Your father has been given a golden voice that his Nami Isme Grami mentioned 16 times. Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam 17 times. Dawood means one who is swift and beloved and can run very fast. So what must you do, O people? You are there in the time of father and son, Nabi Dawood alayhi salam's time, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam's time. So you, the public, the masses, what must you do? I'malu. So follow and carry out and practice. Ala Dawood shukra. Become the followers. Al means to become the follower. Dawood shukra. So become the people who are following Nabi Dawood alayhi salam and his family and his followers who are on the haq, on the truthful. How? Shukra. Verbal shukr. And that is Allahumma laka shukru kullu wa laka alhamdu kullu. Oh, Almighty Allah, all things gratitude is for you alone. Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu. Oh, Almighty Allah, all praises is for you exclusively. That is from the tongue and then from the heart. Every minute, every moment, every second, Allah's bounty is recurring, showering upon us. So our hearts, our limb, our entire body, every day, we must engage ourselves fi ta'atillah, in the obedience of Almighty Allah. So what is shukr's greater connotation? To be obedient to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, to carry out the do's and to abstain from the don'ts. Story time quickly. Imam Malik rahimahullah is in Madinatu Rasul in Madinah Munawwara, and he was born in Madinah Munawwara. He passes away in Madinah Munawwara. His excessive love for Madinah Munawwara, his excessive love and respect for the master Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would walk a day inside Madinah hafiya, bare feet. He said, how can I walk with shoes and sandals? Maybe the Qadamain Mubarak, that of Mustafa Allah's feet Mubarak was here, and I walked there. This was Muhabbat Kataqaza, not for me and you. He never left Madinah Munawwara, only once for Hajj, performed Umrah Hajj and came back. So Imam Malik is sitting in Madinah Munawwara, teaching, issuing fatawa, writing books and so forth, Mu'tah Imam Malik and what have you. So Abna'ul Muhajirin, Abna'ul Ansar, the children, grandchildren of the Muhajirin, the migrants and the Ansar, the helpers, the assistants came to him, to Imam Malik. Oh Malik, you are the faqih, you are the grand mufti of Madinatu Rasul, Madinah Munawwara passed the verdict. when we read Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad, who is meant by Ali Muhammad? So the Ansar's children, grandchildren wanted him to say them. The Muhajirin's grandchildren, children said they wanted him to say them. The genius Imam Malik rahimahullah was, what did he say? He say, when I study the noble Quran, so I find in Surah 40 and verse number 46, what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us. An-naru yu'raduna alayha ghuduwan wa ashiya. That Almighty Allah teaches us about the Pharaoh, about Fir'aun and his cronies and comrades, and they drowned. And the body of the Pharaoh was preserved by Almighty Allah. لِتَكُونَ لِمَنَ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً, so that it will be a lesson for nations and generations to come. So chapter 40, verse number 46. So what does Almighty Allah say? النَّارُ يُؤْرَدُونَ عَلَيَا غُدُوًا وَعَشِيًّا. Those of you going to Cairo, Egypt, go visit the Pharaonic Museum, Muthaful Faraina. I went there, alhamdulillah. So we go and see and take Ibrah. So the fire, they are presented to the fire, these Pharaoh and his cronies, every morning, every evening, that they are already being punished in the barzakh, in the qabr. There's no grave, but they are mummified. So qabr means barzakh, in the interspace between dunya, this world, and the year after. So currently, they are already being punished, Quran says. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ, and when the day of justice is established. So what will Allah say? أَدَخِلُوا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ. O you, the followers of Pharaoh, enter and get inside. أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ, the worst punishment, Jahannam and the hellfire, and everlasting doom and gloom. Chapter 40 and verse number 46. He, Imam Malik rahimahullah, the grand mufti of Medina Munawwara, used to say, if Ali Fir'aun means kullu man ittaba'a Fir'aun, then Alun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means kullu man ittaba'a Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Ansar's children, grandchildren, O Muhajirin, children, grandchildren, all of you, if you're going to follow Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you will become Alun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Who can make this type of istidlal and give such type of evidence? You must be a person of iman, a person of taqwa, a person who's beloved by Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, and Almighty Allah preserving the body of him, the Pharaoh. So Almighty Allah has mentioned this and is enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 10, Surah Yunus. فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْقِكَ. So Almighty Allah teaches us in chapter 10 and verse number 92, Nunajjika bi badanika litakuna liman khalfaka aya. You will see his nose is a little bit cut, you see. One fish just gave him a nick, like he said, hey, you Pharaoh, you said you are divinity in the form of humanity, you are God, you shaitan, come, I give you one bite and see what you can do. So that is how Allah humiliates him. And all those who follow him, Allah protect us from Jahannam and the Faraina and the Pharaohs of this day and this age. The Egyptian soccer team, Haramis, they call themselves Faraina. They call themselves the Pharaohs. Can you believe what idiots they are to call themselves the name of those enemies of Allah? So me and you, if we want to be from Ahlul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we must make shukr and be grateful, thankful to Almighty Allah daily, and remember, carry on with the do's and abstain with the don'ts. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورُ. Allah complains of me and you. Oh human being, I made you my masterpiece in this creation. I created this entire creation and universe for your benefit. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُم مَّا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Allah created the universe in 6 days, from Saturday to Thursday, and on Friday, Allah Jalla wa Ala created me, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, Prophet Adam, peace be upon him. And why? So that you must remember he'll be the vicegerent of Allah, implementing the laws of Almighty Allah on Mother Earth, on this planet. And Allah loves this human being and made him the masterpiece. So everything you first build your house, then you trek inside. That's the word we use in Afrikaans. Then you move inside your house. So Allah created the universe for this human being and this masterpiece. Huwalladhi khalaqa lakum ma fil ardi jami'a. Chapter 2, verse number 29. So all those things that are permissible, so we must use them. Things that are haram, we stay away from there. That's a test and a trial. We will find it very, very beautiful, and it will be adorned by Satan and Lucifer. زَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Some people will find it irresistible. So shakur manja meman ba panjo nalo shakurai shakur nei shakur jo mana matlab karo ke vadare shukar kar je Allah ji shakur jo matlab karo panjo shugar chari vanno. So my meman brothers, my connections and my family, your name is not shakur. When we left Port Bandar and we came this way, that way, Karachi, Mombasa, Mozambique, South Africa, Durban, so we left the diacritical marks, we left the nuktas there in India or Mombasa. So you must say shakur. Ya Allah, make me from shakur, that we are very grateful to you. And if you say shakur, then the sugar will go up, then you get diabetes, brother. So you must rectify your names and don't say shakur. We must say asanjo nalo shakur, I we are shakur. Okay, I met Tayyab Shakur, you understand? There, one of the awliyaullah of South Africa passes away on a Friday there in Ramadan. So what a great person he was. Ramadan and Friday death, he got. Go study his life. What things he did. Grace Street Trustee, Jami Masjid of Grace Street. I met him personally. They all become our connections. So anyway, you must remember. So I'm explaining to you, Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiallahu anhuma, in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and he's performing tawaf, and he's going round the Baytullah. This is the only place you can make tawaf. He makes dua. Allahumma ij'alni min qaleel. Oh, you hujjaj baytillah, you're going for hajj this week, next week, in May you're going. Learn this dua. Allahumma ij'alni min qaleel. Ya Allah, make me from the few. Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, overheard him. Ya Abdullah, after the tawaf, what dua are you making? Ya Allah, make me from the few. Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Allah is praising those people because human nature is such. Chapter 100, verse 6. Innal insana li rabbihi lakanood. Verily, this human being is very, very ungrateful. Na shukri. Ungrateful, unthankful to Almighty Allah. So I'm making dua. Allah, dua to Almighty Allah. I'm making and begging him. Allahumma ja'alni min qaleel. Oh Allah, make me from the few. But what do you mean? Then he read this verse. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Ya Allah, make me from your special servants who are very, very grateful, very, very thankful, very, very obedient to you. Sayyidina Umar smiled, gave the nod of approval. How great a person can be. You can be Shahin Shah, to keep the name Shahin Shah in Islam totally haram. You can be the king, you can be the emperor, you can be the prime minister, president, you can be the crown prince or the clown prince, whatever harami you are, or whatever great person you are, Muslim. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam had to leave this world. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise also took place. Allah ta'ala informed the Master alayhi salam, innaka mayyitu wa innahum mayyitun. Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam, your demise will also take place and they will also pass away. So Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, the most spectacular kingdom and the best, you understand, magnificent kingdom, but now the time of death comes. Almighty Allah, informing Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one day you will make parda and leave this world, Ya Rasulullah. Chapter 39 and verse 30. Innaka mayyitu wa innahum mayyitun. So yeah, Almighty Allah tells us, now the jinnat are working day and night and doing so many things. They have got time limits and specifications. Falamma, hence, قَضَيْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَوْتِ, when we decreed, who gives life and death? He, Allah alone. نُحْيِي وَنُمِيتِ, we give life, we give death. No doctor, no physician, no professor, no scientist. Hence Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun, me. No, Allah don't say I, Allah says we, to stamp His majesty, authority, sovereignty. فَلَمَّا, hence, when, قَدَيْنَا, so we decreed, عَلَيْهِ, upon him, Sulaiman alayhi salam, عَلَيْهِ الْمَوْتِ, now you have to come. It's time to leave this world. I gave you the best of the best. Nobody will have such a kingdom. United States of America, 50 states, the emperors and the kings and the empires, the British Empire, when we were in school, primary school in the 60s, the teachers would tell us, majority of them non-Muslim. The sun never sets on the British Empire. Nowadays they can't even see the sun, never mind the moon. 90%, 80% of the time is overcast. And remember that both parties, they're both haramis. The Conservative Party and Labour Party, both anti-Muslim, the American style. We say anti, they say anti. فَلَمَّا قَضَيْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَوْتِ, he is there in his chamber and he's leaning on his stick. Nabi Musa alayhi salam had a stick. وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى, قَالَ هِيَ أَصَاي. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had his asa mubarak. That you are old and you want to walk with the stick, make intention, walking stick, I'm following the Anbiya, the prophets and messengers alayhi salam. So he's in his chamber, the jinnat are seeing. That does Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam is supervising us day and night. مَا دَلَّهُمْ عَلَىٰ مَوْتِهِ, so nothing indicated to them that he has passed away. إِلَّا دَابَّةُ الْأَرْضِ, he was the greatest king of his time and for afterwards also, for future nations and generations. But a small little worm, it showed them that now Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam is gone, he has left this world. تَأْكُلُ مِنْ سَأَتَهُ, every day it was eating little bit of his stick. You see, that walking stick, Mubarak stick and asa. Then, when now it got shorter and shorter, that stick, the walking, فَلَمَّا خَرَّ, subsequently he fell down. So who? Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. Now تَبَيَّنَتِ الْجِنُّ, it became manifest and clear to the jinn, the invisible creation. أَلَّوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ الْغَيْبِ, they used to claim, we know the knowledge of the unseen, we know what's going to happen tomorrow. That had they known about the unseen, لَمَا لَبِثُوا فِي الْعَذَابِ الْمُهِينِ, they should not have remained in this humiliating, disgraceful punishment. So they were given difficult task and assignments, and that was a punishment for them because majority of them are rebellious and so forth. So wonderful lesson of him, Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. That was chapter 34, Surah Sabah. Tomorrow we will tell you why they are known as people of Sabah there in Yemen, which I visited alhamdulillah with my brother Yusuf Dokrat. He passes away tragically on a Friday. His son Umar Farooq passes away the Friday. His father passes away on a Friday after a few years. Allah grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Ameen. 26 Shawwal today, the Gaza genocide, day 213. Jutlas harami, 7 months have passed and you cannot finish up Hamas. Hamas is finishing you up. And the perfume and fragrance of Palestine is permeating the world. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Allahu Akbar. Last night, yesterday, 3 jutlas killed and dispatched straight to Jahannam, the hellfire. 13 soldiers wounded. Alhamdulillah, the jutlas are seeing stars daytime and nighttime. We say very good. We have no empathy, sympathy for the Israeli jutlas and the war criminals. And remember that they cannot beat Hamas. How come? Because there's a war going on. One side is him, Yahya Sinwar. He wants victory. On the other side is Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, the butcher of Gaza. He wants victory. Allah is humiliating him daily. His own party is in mix up. You must remember, they don't know what to do. Then the Israelis, because they humiliated, so they then attacked the Palestinians last night, and they martyred and murdered minimum 16 Palestinians. Jazeera TV closed down. You see, they said, no, this is the mouthpiece of Hamas. Jazeera, who murdered Shirin Abu Akila? The West call her Abu Akleh. You must learn how to pronounce. These are all Arabic terms. She's a Christian. She's a Palestinian. She's an American, dual citizenship. Premeditated murder by the Israeli diaper force haramis, which they admitted to afterwards. So they were exposing all their war crimes and their crimes against humanity and how they are using starvation as a weapon of war. So their officers were raided. Hey Israel, you haramis, you are super murderers and super crooks, and America also super terrorists assisting you. So I thought you are the only democracy. So how come you don't allow international journalists to come in? How come you closed down Jazeera? Why you raided their offices and so forth? You think that the world will know? Everybody has a cell phone. So everybody will become Al Jazeera now. You're a bunch of donkeys and idiots, you know that. And therefore, Quran says, Allah Ta'ala transformed you into monkeys and swines. You must remember that. Chapter 5, verse 16. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرُ. Brazil. So that's not Brazil. So Brazil, that's the proper pronunciation. Brazil, Brazil, huge, huge floods. 80 to 100 people dead, over 100,000 evacuated. And remember, I've been to this place, Port Alegre. So Rio de Granada, so must remember, I can't pronounce the Spanish word, Portuguese word. In the whole Southern America, they all speak Spanish, but Brazil, they speak Portuguese. I don't know Portuguese, I don't know Spanish. So Port Alegre, that is where this happened. These Lebanese brothers were there. They were forcing me, after we spoke to them, you know, in Arabic, English, you must stay there. I said, bye, I just came for Ramadan, I'm going home. Gideon Levy writes in yesterday's Haaretz newspaper that they must arrest the Israeli leaders for war crimes. Well said, Gideon Levy, therefore we like you. The Saudi regime run by MBS, the Pakka Murtad bin Shaitan, Waman Shakka fi Kufri fawa Murtadun. So he, MBS, said, I said something in Arabic for the Salafi scholars, scholars for dollars, who got doubt regarding MBS becoming a Murtad and a non-Muslim. He himself becomes a non-Muslim. So remember, he says, if you are in the kingdom and you spare, you send messages out, SMS, WhatsApp, email, whatever, against Israel and so forth, you will be arrested, deported, there will be punishment for you. Can you believe that? Why the bootlicker of the Americans and the Israelis? They say Khadimul Haramain Sharifain. Nay, they are Khainul Haramain Sharifain. They are traitors to Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara. They are Khadimu Israel wa America. They are the servants of America and Israel. Zelensky, the Jutla, catching a good hiding. There it is, day number 802. Can you believe 800 days plus have passed? And he says, we are the chosen people. I agree. Oh, Zelensky, you big harami, you are the chosen people, Jutla. Not for paradise and Jannah. You are chosen people straight for hell. Putin is letting you see stars. They're outnumbered, outgunned, and every day they're losing territory. I like you, Putin, because you're a big harami. We need haramis nowadays to give the Americans a bloody nose, to give the Europeans a good nose and a good threshing, and to give and to defeat NATO. What a defeat. And he hasn't opened up his nuclear. He hasn't sent his submarines as yet. The Labour Party there in UK of Stammer, whatever the hell his name is, he must regain the Muslims' trust before the elections, so the Muslims are voting against the Labour. You shouldn't vote for the Conservative. Vote for Galloway, George Galloway. He's our man there, so he knows what he's speaking. North Gaza, according to, you must remember, United Nations, is already in famine, full famine, you must remember. Allah, Jalla wa'ala, make easy for them and decimate the apartheid Nazi regime of Israel. UNRWA, the chief, remember, he has been barred again by Israel. They're not allowing the chief to enter. But democracy, the most moral army in the world, who are you fooling, you bunch of donkeys and idiots? No defense deal, the Americans say, with Saudis, unless you recognize Israel. So these haramis will fall in the trap. Tell them, go to hell. We'll buy arms from Russia. We'll buy arms from China. We'll buy arms from other. We'll buy from South Africa. So remember that whatever we have, you know, South Africa keeps on shooting themselves in the feet, you know. So that's how they play the Saudis. But Saudis got no brains. Whenever a foreigner comes from Philippines, Malaysia, Indonesia, Pakistan, India, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, first sentence they learn, a Saudi, ma mukhalahum. They don't have any brains. You must remember, their brains are still in the plastic. They never used it. So the students in the US, remember that. So now an inspiration for others. How their protests are going on. They're getting expelled, they're getting arrested, but everything still goes on and increases. The settlers are attacking more and more Palestinians in the West Bank, the haramis. India very upset with Canada because they're blaming Delhi and Modi for the death of the Sikh separatists, and three Indians have been arrested. They even said, listen to this, you Hindus of South Africa. I don't blame you. I just bring it to your attention. A vote for Modi is a vote to destroy Muslims. I repeat, and I'll send it out today, how the article appeared. I'll send it all out on the Telegram, and we'll send it on all the groups. A vote for Modi is a vote to destroy Muslims in India. You see that? You be the judge. Britain, the Tories, that is Sunak, the Hindu gentleman, you should go back to Rwanda or India. You're a waste of time. So Conservative Party led by Sunak humiliated in local elections. 100 seats they lost, you must remember. The wettest April in 60 years, the past 60 years, Mausoleum, there in Pakistan, their crops, their harvests, all devastated, finished. Big problem for them. China and Europe in big competition, but China is winning. Israelis, Jutlas, listen, I sent it out already. In fact, you have 250 to 260 rapes and harassment and intimidating the women in the kibbutz, in the army, and everywhere else. Are you a nation or a nation of swines and donkeys and monkeys? That's what the Quran tells us. Surah 62, verse 5, chapter number 5, verse 60. Donkeys, monkeys, swines, all used for the Jutlas and Jews. And local news, Zuma, Jacob Zuma. If you want to vote, maybe you should consider voting for him. I don't know. And ANC, the circus continues. So ANC say they're taking Zuma to disciplinary. Zuma say, I'm waiting. They say, no, we can't take you. There will be security. So we will have a virtual meeting. Zuma say, I'm ready. Meteyaru. Zuma, if I'm meeting, I'm going to tell him, Jacob, leave all this. Let me make you Sulman. So we'll keep your name Yaqub Juma, inshallah. So anyway, Putin, I would like to meet and meet him Muslim, and Zuma, I would like to meet and make him Muslim. the real charismatic characters, you know. So anyway, this, I don't agree with them, but I laugh when I read about them. Anyway, so you must remember today, 8:30 to 9, Mozahid will interview me at the latest, and all the breaking news, interviews of Gaza, 1 to 2 Tafsir, 2 to 2:30 trip to Johannesburg. Very, very interesting, inshallah. And 8 to 10, live Q&A on Ansar Radio International and on Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Malana, we have 13, 14 minutes left. Salat today has changed to 10 past 6, so we can go right to 1 minute to 6, inshallah, Aziz Ji.
Mufti Sahab, very interesting question. Mufti Sahab, come now quickly, just sing one of your favorite nazam for us on air. We know you have a great voice for this. Come now.
Subhanallah. I never knew I had a great voice. I always tell people they must make imamat because I got a croak voice. You understand? So what does the mama sing? Balagal ula bikamalihi. كشف الدجى بجماله حسن الجميع خصاله شيخ سعدي رحمه الله buried in Iran, and they say he's a Sunni, and 100% is Sunni. He couldn't continue. He saw the master alayhi salatu wasalam in a dream. Oh Sa'di, what happened? Ya Rasulullah, I'm stuck. The master alayhi salam instructed him, read and say swallu alayhi wa alihi. I explained to you the word al now. Read salawat, salutations, blessings upon him, Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa alihi, and all his followers. What a beautiful lesson. I gave you the compiler, composer. I told you where he's buried, in Shiraz, beautiful city. So remember that. We visited all this in 2013. Iran, very beautiful, remember that. But you can't eat their food, their meat and chicken. You can't read salat behind them. The kuffar, out of the fold of Islam.
Mufti Sahab, how do I greet someone who returns from Umrah?
Meet him. So who I met now? Yesterday I met somebody. Taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum. Allah accept our good deeds. Allah accept all your good deeds, your Umrah, your Tawaf, your Sa'i, and your Ziyarat in Madinah Munawwara. All the money you spend there, may Allah accept. You understand? And you, O Mu'tamirin, O Zairin, you perform Umrah, you perform Hajj, and so forth. You should be begging and saying, Chapter 2, verse 127. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'ul alim. Oh Allah, we tried our best. We went around the Baytullah, performed tawaf. We imitated, emulated Nabi Ibrahim, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. Ya Allah, we made sa'i. We imitated, emulated our mother Sayyida Hajar radiallahu anha. Hajar, Hajara. Tarkhim. Tarkhim means the last letter you omit it. So Hajar, Hajara, Aisha, Aish, Hind, Hind or Hinda. So all these you must remember are acceptable. So you must learn all these terms here. Yeah? So we're imitating her and imitating the Master alayhi salatu salam. Allah jalla wala qabool farmai, Allah accept it.
Mufti Sahab, I'm a teenager who wants to follow Sunnah and avoid haram, but my parents prevent me. It's very difficult. Please advise as how I can please Allah without being rude to my parents.
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, my youngster, you 15, 16, 17, you have an identity crisis now. You have a crisis in your heart, in your mind. Quran Kareem states, فَلَا تُطِئْهُمَا, that Allah Ta'ala says, that وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا, for non-Muslim parents. So obviously for Muslim parents, Usa. But when it comes to vices and sins, then you must not be obedient to them. Chapter 31, verse 15. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's golden maxim and teaching mentioned in Mishkat Sharif Ibn Majah, la ta'ata li makhlukin. Makhluk is nakira, is a common noun, and preceded by la. La is negation. An nakira tu fi siyaqin nafi tadullu ala al-umum. That's the law in Islam, in Arabic rhetoric balagha. La ta'ata li makhlukin. There is no obedience to any creation. Prime Minister, President, King, Crown Prince, parents, teacher. When? When it leads to a sin against the Almighty Allah. You say you want to read 5 daily salat in the masjid. Your parents say, no, just read it at home. You say you want to eat only halal and tayyiba. They tell you, no, you must eat there by KFC, McDonald's. You know our fatwa for past 20, 30 years. We tell you it's haram. Never mind that halal logo, which is not worth the paper on which is printed. So there now you are in a conflict situation. You must cry to Allah, speak to Allah. You do what is right, even if your parents get upset. But you don't have right to be rude to them. You don't have right to scream to them. You must cry to Allah. Chapter 17, verse 24. رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Oh Allah, have mercy on my parents as they nurtured me, trained me, coached me whilst I was a baby. I was in my formative years. What sacrifices. So you must show all that. But by the same token, you don't listen to them in that they tell you, come sit here and watch all the TV and Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, Tiger Hood, all the shaitans. You must tell them, Hasha wa kalla, no, I won't do these things. May Allah will be displeased. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi will be displeased. So that is how you must present it to them with love and respect.
The Imam of our masjid makes salam to all the congregants before he starts salah. Is this a sunnah or a new tradition, Mufti Sahab?
If before lecturing, my habit is this, and I wish all the ulama, all the students can do that, you must remember, before I start a lecture, where was I this past Friday? Right, 23rd Street Day in Fitas. Fitas, I think, is the shortcut for Frida Dob. Anyway, so I say, Assalamu alaikum, respected ulama, honorable brothers, sisters, and children, or youth, and whatever. Assalam qabla al-kalam is hadith in Tirmidhi, Mishkat Sharif. So that's a sunnah, that before you speak, before you give a lecture, then I mention the Islamic date and so forth and so on. We must give currency to that. But before namaz and before salat, so now you're going to start, you're the imam, you're the leader. Now you greet the people and say, Assalamu alaikum, that is a bid'ah, is an innovation. The hadith is mentioned in Sahih Muslim, Man ahdatha fi amrina hadha ma laysa min fawa raddun. So whosoever brings new things in part of deen, fawa raddun a mardudun, is rejected. You, the imam's duty is not to make salam that time there. Your duty, look left, a good look right first, then look left, see if the sufuf, the rows are straight, see if there's any gaps there. Stow, i'tadilu, suddul khalal. Say it in any language the people can understand. So whenever I have to make imamat, or this time I made a khutbah and I told the imam, Sheikh Nolaki, that Hafiz Muhsin Nolaki, you perform the namaz, I'll make khutbah. So when I finish the khutbah, I'm coming down now, descending from the pulpit member. I say, brothers, make sure all the sufuf downstairs, upstairs are straight. Switch off your cell phones. So that is the announcements you must make. You don't make salam. You must remember at that time there, for everything, you keep fast on Eid day. Fasting is very good, but you chose the wrong occasion. You read salat when the sun is rising. So salat is the best, it's very good, but you chose the wrong time. To make salam is very good, but that is the wrong time, my brother. You imam, honorable imam, you must worry about the sufuf. You must see all the other day I read salat, where in the masjid here? The first serve got placed for 4 or 5 people, but the second serve, third serve already being half full. Totally wrong. Atimmu as-saff al-awwal wal-awwal. First you fill the first serve, then second one. Not you lazy, you don't want to go in front, and you just start the second row and so forth. That is sign of nifaq and hypocrisy. Allah protect us.
Mufti Sahab, to what extent is gambling halal, as we are all guilty of this hideous crime? Every day we plan for tomorrow, not knowing if we will be alive or not. So similarly, when gambling for money, can we say inshallah when we win?
Remember that gambling is totally haram in all forms and shapes and so forth. If a person goes to a casino or any other place where gambling takes place and he says it's halal, he's out of the fold of Islam, he's a murtad. Therefore, we take offense to your question to say we all are gambling. That's wrong. You can't make such a sweeping statement. It's wrong. I never saw a casino in my life, you must remember that, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. So we don't gamble and so. Your qiyas, your analogy is totally wrong. So we must prepare. You must remember, Quran says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu khudhu hidrakum. Take all the precautions and so forth and so on. So use all the means at your disposal that are permissible, but place your trust in Almighty Allah. I slept last night. I went to all the doors, windows. I read Ayatul Kursi or whatever I want to read. And you must remember that we go and then we switch on the alarm and then we sleep. Junaid Mota comes 2 o'clock here to play with the jinnats and so forth. And Allah, the jinnat man, Faisal Tokwe calls him jinnat man. So anyway, but I don't hear him. I'm in dreamland and so forth and so on. And then we come down, we wake up past 3-4 o'clock, whatever time, with Allah's help. And then all the things we do, tahajjud, dua, whatever. So prepare and so forth. So remember that we must use everything that is in at our disposal, provided it's permissible, but we leave the results in the hands of Almighty Allah. That is tawakkul. Tawakkul is not tarkul asbab, to leave the means, that is jahalat and ignorance. And to make sweeping statements, everybody's gambling, is totally wrong.
Mufti Sahib, there's a hadith stating that a person should not decline a Muslim dawah invitation for a meal. And we're not allowed to question him where he gets his food from. What happens if we accept this invite, but have doubts on whether he purchased his food from? Can we still eat there?
You see, my brother, your whole question is based on selective questioning. You call that a selective question. You mentioned few parts and then you left out the most important parts. One day, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu sipped to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved Nawasa and grandson of the Master alayhi wa sallam, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, their first son. The nikah took place in Ramadan in the second year of the Hijrah. Third year, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu's Milad Mubarak honorable birth takes place. In the fourth year, after 1 year plus minus, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's Milad Mubarak and honorable auspicious birth takes place. So they were not twins, they were brothers. So Sayyidina Hassan is growing up. When the Master alayhi salam made parda and demise took place, they were 8 and 7 years old respectively, not baligh. So Nabi sallallahu love them and they love Nana, the greatest personality in creation on the face of the earth, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He just picked up a date. I'm giving you the sababul wurud, why the Master alayhi salam mentioned the following words. So he picked up a date, you know, just lying around and about to insert in his mouth, the Master rahmatul alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, oh Hassan, my grandson, da'a ma yuribuka ila ma la yuribuk, hadith is sahih, authentic hadith there in Tirmidhi Sharif. Leave that, you must remember, which puts you into doubt, and choose that and opt for that in which is no doubt. So I give you example, right? So I go, people invite me and so forth, you know. So like now Friday I went, then yesterday and this and this and that. I go very seldom, but anyway, sometimes we go. So I'm giving an example. It never happened. I'm giving an example. So I went to a place and that person now cooked crepe. You understand? But he had other things as well and so forth. He had dal and what, the lentils and what, vegetable. So now the crepe, you know, according to Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's, is permissible. But Hanafis say not permissible. So I won't eat it. And first of all, I never ate a crepe in my life. You understood? So that is what Islam is teaching you. If you have doubt, then leave that. Don't go eat it and say, no, is my eating permissible? Story time quickly, I must leave now. So remember in Makkah, we ate, one brother South African, Hajj time, Umrah time, he ate the whole KFC chicken in front of me. He said, Mufti Sahib, by halal chair. He's asking, is halal? After he ate it. Ask him, Baji, you ate the whole thing, then you're asking. So he felt ashamed, you know. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Exactly.